Palestine, Texas, a small city of 18,000 people located in the eastern part of Texas, 2 hours from Dallas and 2 hours from Houston. It is the home to the NFL's MVP, who spent most of his youth in this quiet city. And one spot in particular holds plenty of cherished memories.
Headed to the high school right now, man. Of course, this is where I played my high school ball. I made a lot of good friendships. Met some good people. People I grew up with. Played Little League football with as well. But this is where it all happened. Not a bad stadium, huh? Not a bad track. Pretty nice, man. I'm sure like the press box up there is a lot newer, you know, but so I was proud of my high school. I thought we had a good feel and track compared to some of the ones I've seen in East Texas.
Yeah, this is a good opportunity for me to be on the field with my son for the first time. Never had the opportunity to see him play a high school game in person due to me being in the federal correction. I had to wait to see Sport Extra, high school Sport Extra, to see his stats and what he did. And I also have fond memories of calling family members on the phone from the federal penitentiary, and they would let me listen to the crowd, to the people, to Adrian breaking his yard. I was listening to those things on people's cell phones. So this is really a special moment for me to be here with him on this field.
I remember breaking a run, actually on the sideline right here, and we were playing Athens. I was like 205 my junior year, and this poor little kid from Athens, he was maybe 145, soaking wet, and I broke on the sideline this way, and he was sitting right here, and he was just the wrong, position. He was sitting down like this, waiting for me to come. And I'm running full speed at him. His eyes was so big. And I just lowered my shoulders, and he had to fly maybe 8 yards back. And I remember I was trying to run him over so bad that I got myself tripped up. End up falling when I could have easily scored if I just would have, stepped on him, or I could have jumped over him. He was just so small. And so that's a memory that I have. I'll never forget, too. My last game here as a senior, our last home game, 305 yards, 6 touchdowns, and they hit my helmet when the second half started. Because they weren't going to put me back in. And Coach Harold knew, I know I bugged him. Coach, put me back in the game. I say it worked out. Things worked out.